Hey there, this is Brie Bagwell with Only Vans, and we all know that vinyls are back, baby. Well, they have been for a long time, actually, and my friends at Hand Drawn Pressing have got you covered. They just finished up a reprint of my vinyls, and they really walk you through the entire process. I picked out a different vinyl color for this run, and they're red and black. Oh my gosh. They offer so many color options, and you can also put in inserts in the vinyl jackets or download cards. They can make your customized vinyl dreams come true. They pay for themselves so quickly, it's insane, and their turnaround time is quite impressive, if I do say so myself. Also, they were at my show the other day, like we're friends in real life. How cool is that? They're a Texas-based independent plant helping artists help themselves. Get your vinyl manufactured in the USA by my friends at Hand Drawn Pressing. You won't regret it. Tell them Brie and Whiskey sent you. Go to handdrawnpressing.com for all the info and check out their awesome content on Instagram. Their handle is at Hand Drawn Records. Hey y'all, this is Brie Bagwell with the Only Vans Brie Cap, and Casey Jones and I first met over social media and we became fast friends. She's a whiskey girl like me and has her own Mesquite Smoked Thunder Whiskey. That's the name of it. I don't think I said that during the podcast. A few things, but first, happy birthday to Only Vans producer Kyle. You rock. This was a live audience Only Vans episode recorded and filmed at Music Fest 2025 in Steamboat, Colorado. The audio for Casey's live acoustic performances ended up being unusable, totally on our end, and I'm so sorry about that. Casey is such a great live singer, but unfortunately, it was too distorted for us to use. Please go see her sing live if you can, or check out her awesome Instagram. I jump right into talking about her life as a cruise ship performer and also provide no context when I bring up her super clever Christmas song, I Wanna Rock for Christmas. Sorry, gal, but I do really love that tune. Anyway, this is Casey Johns. Check her out at kcjohns.rocks, the letters kcjohns.rocks, and her new single, Break from the Heart. And Casey, I'll come find you next QS show at Hawk's Breath and crash your stage. Enjoy.
Like, I want to know that.
What's the cruise ship life like?
I want
like?
Some cruise ship, like, inside gossip drama life.
Oh, just like so much drama. So much drama.
I could see that. Yeah. And it's a bunch of different cultures and people and. Yeah.
Because you have a band, right?
Yeah.
And then you got a 6-piece band, and then you've got the production team. And so the whole entertainment is, there's a lot of drama, but man, you make friendships for a lifetime. Because if you do like a 6 to 9 month contract, I mean, you're with those people every single day. Mm-hmm. And you just fall in. I mean, I made great friends with the chef because that's important.
yes,
you get
ma'am.
Sushi at the middle of the night, you know, he'll come knock on your door and bring you sushi. But it's honestly so much fun. Yeah, you go through romances, you go through everything on cruise ship life. It's a blast.
Totally. And that's probably amazing training for like vocal stamina, like you said. Hey, everybody. This is Brie Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends. They love it. For too many things, you're a woman. You can only ask for.
Oh man, the conversations we could have about
the
that.
Conversations, and also like, because you sing a lot, like live as I do, and the fact that a female voice just literally doesn't carry over the drums.
No,
and sometimes you're like, okay, the monitor cannot physically be loud enough to cut over, and the things that sound, you know. You need to project more. It's like I physically have a different.
If one more man tells me to do that, I swear.
I'm trying my best. I have my little female muscles over here. But it's so frustrating because it's like, I think that's part of the reason that female voices get up bad because she's screaming. It's like, well, sometimes you have to scream to hear yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it sounds so whiny to say that. And we're not here to whine on this whole podcast, but
we're sitting in a room with a bunch of
I know. Well, I know, but these are all male cheerleaders of women.
Oh, thank God.
And we appreciate that about you. That's right. Well, we appreciate it. And all, you know, all feminism really means is that we want to get paid the same for equal work, you know? So anyway, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad we made this work. I got it.
I was about to say, look at you.
I know.
Come
Do
on.
You want one? You don't have to.
Are you drinking one?
I'm going to drink one.
Well, then hell yeah.
Okay. But also my favorite, whenever I started like looking you up and we were talking to you and stuff and I was like, oh my gosh, she's a whiskey girl too. And that's the first thing that I want to talk. I should probably have, that took me 20 minutes. So if it takes you longer, don't feel bad about it. It's just.
I don't even know how to, James.
James. can you tell me about your whiskey and how that all, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. This is a fellow whiskey girl, which is my dream come true.
Yeah. I branded my own whiskey, it's been like a year and a half and went through the whole process of it. It's distilled out of California.
Yeah.
And
I saw that.
Yeah. And I got to choose the name of it, the flavor, I mean, the design, everything about it. And it was just so fun to be a part of it. I like smoky bourbons. So
right.
Anything I can put in like to an old fashioned. I usually drink whiskey neat, but the women like old fashioned. So I was trying to think.
I'm gonna pass out. I love her so much.
I was like, trying to think for like men and women. So it's like smoky with a mesquite aftertaste.
I saw the smoked mesquite. Yeah, that's on the, and it's called
and I'm
Thunder.
From Memphis, right. So you can also cook it with your barbecue. Like just pour it on that barbecue, pour it on your ribs. It's perfect.
What more do you want?
I know.
Okay. And where can you buy it?
It just got bought by Total Wine, so any Total Wine store.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How much fun. Okay, awesome. I mean, I love that you like, because I like old fashions too, but I don't like them too sweet, but I do like them smoky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to give this a go.
Yeah, because you know in old fashions, when you go to a restaurant, they smoke it.
Yeah.
This one, you don't have to. It's already super smoky.
Okay, that's incredible, because my favorite speakeasy that we go to in New Braunfels, their smoked old fashioned is $22 now.
Jesus.
I know.
Probably because the whole process of the presentation.
Yeah. So if you can just get smoked without it, well, congratulations on that. That made me so happy. And I wanted to, so you are from Memphis, mm-hmm. which you can totally hear in your sound. Like
thanks.
It all infuses into
that. Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
I love it. You know, I have a show at 9 p.m. tonight. This is probably not a good idea.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to nap in there somewhere. So how did you start with music? I know that I like to give, that's like the question I hate to ask on this podcast because that's so cliche. Like, how'd you get started in music?
No.
And that's why I started this podcast, is to not ask that question.
The cliche question.
But since we've only been friends for a little while, I think it's important that we kind of go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Absolutely.
You can veto this question if you want to.
No, I love it. I feel like I've lived very many different lifetimes. And the reason I say that is because my music path has been very different than most. I started singing in church, obviously, by like most artists. Grew up on the Singing on the Bill Street scene and grew up in the rodeo world.
Yeah.
So I would take my Garth Brooks microphone, my wireless guitar, and go out into the middle of the arena and perform a 30-minute intermission show.
Wow.
And I did that from, gosh, I was 16, 17, 18.
And then get on horse.
Yeah.
What did you do in rodeo?
A barrel race.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's in your songs, too.
Of course. Yeah.
That's my next life. I want to be a barrel racer.
Yeah.
I've already planned it out. But whenever I'm on a horse in my music videos, I'm always in slow motion because I don't really know exactly what I'm doing.
I love it.
Well, my family all ropes and rides, and so I know enough, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So when did you move to Nashville?
So when I was about 17, my mom took me to Nashville, fell in love with it, and I wanted to move there, but I was in between playing the Bill Street scene and playing the Broadway scene. So I was just going back and forth. And when I was about 20, I got a job on cruise ships. And
awesome.
Yeah, I got an email that was like a random job offer. And I'm like, I think I want to do this. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So I was going to do 6 months. I was going to do 1 6-month contract. I ended up staying there for 6 years. I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What was that schedule like?
So we worked 5 nights a week. And for 4 hours, but I was hired as a rock band vocalist. So
cool. There
was a female and a male singer. So, I mean, it was like the easiest job in the world. I got paid way too much to do so little, but I loved it.
Well, someone say that's quite a grind.
Yes. Yeah. And the cool thing about the job was every night was a different theme. So we went from Motown to disco to country to Woodstock era. I mean, I learned so much material.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about how to protect your voice, how to learn vocal runs, like all these different things. And I just kind of fell in love with rock and roll and country. And I think that's pretty much where I was like, I think I want to combine the two during that process. And then in 2016, I got sick of the ship life. I got sick of living on sea, and I got a job offer over at Dollywood. So I packed up all my stuff, moved to East Tennessee,
Cool. Took
a huge pay cut, did that one for one season. And then in 2017, I finally moved back to Nashville.
Cool.
Where my heart belonged.
Yeah. I love Nashville. I mean, we were just talking about that before the camera started rolling. And this is so strange, but the first thing I think about now is I love Nashville now more than ever, because when I used to go there, I've been going there for years, you know, a few times a year at least. And I used to go when I had a pub deal at Sony ATV. So I used to go once a month. And every time I would go there and like cowboy hat with a guitar, and people would be like, oh, you here trying to make it? Oh, well, God. Now with bachelorette parties, everybody looks like a country star.
Yes.
So you kind of just blend in, which is so nice. Yeah. Like instead of, you know, you're just trying to eat lunch and someone's like, are you a songwriter?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get your email? And you're like, I'm just trying to eat a salad, Jim, whatever. But so I love Nashville.
I do too.
Good.
It's,
good.
You know, it's a big city, but I feel like there's such still a small town vibe to it mm-hmm. that, you know, over time you create your community and it becomes home.
And I think the difference between Nashville and Texas is people in Nashville actually write. In Texas, we just threaten to write all the time.
Like, I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, it's like, hey, we should write a song sometime. Like me and Josh Ward have said, we got to write a song for over a decade. We've never done it. And in Nashville, people are like, okay, we're going at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
We got a schedule. Yeah.
Yes. And you don't be late and you don't cancel.
Yeah.
Because it's bad business.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And I love that. And then, but it blows my mind to go write and then play. I mean, your work days are really, like you're really doing it.
Yeah, and I've gotten really lucky in the past, you know, 2 to 3 years. All the boys in my band, we write together. So it's been a blast to be on the road and just like be, you know, in the van and we'll just write songs on the road. And it's been, the last 2 years have been really fun to write with them.
Oh, that's so great. Who do you have in your band or what? How many pieces?
Tim Engston on bass. He's an okay bass player. Just kidding. I just want him to see that.
Okay.
Timmy B on guitar. Both of them are named Tim, so it's kind of funny. And then we have Adam Puff on drums.
Cool. So yeah. 4-piece. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's the way to go.
Totally.
I can't afford a 7-piece. Come on.
I know. Everyone's always like, you should get a fiddle. And I'm like, with what money? Is it your money? I actually am 5-piece now, but it took me, you know, a long time. I have a steel guitar and we still need to add one more crew member. My poor tour manager, she pulls double duty with, you know, merch and tour managing. But
I love your drummer, by the way.
Oh,
he's amazing.
He lives you. He came out and he was like, I just met her. She's awesome. And he's awesome. He's the newest member of my band. He's been with me only since May and he's incredible.
He's great.
Yeah. Cause Josh Ward stole my last drummer. It's okay.
Rude.
Yeah. Rude, Josh. We haven't written a song and you stole my drummer. All good. Well, I asked you if you wanted to play.
I would love to.
Okay. I would love for you to play a couple songs. And I wanted to know really before you play though, did you get a rock for Christmas?
No. So
that was
rude.
So clever.
Thanks for bringing that up. No, that was witty that you brought that up. That
no,
was great.
I was so proud of you because it's Christmas songs are so hard and to be original and to kind of think of something that nobody's done. And when I heard that, I was like, great job.
So I am not really a Christmas song fan. I don't really like Christmas music, but my guitar player was like, I had this idea for a Christmas song. Like it should be rock for Christmas. And I'm like, that sounds so cheesy. And he's like, no, hear me out. It's about wanting to rock for Christmas and wanting a rock for Christmas. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, that's pretty clever.
Okay. I like it. Yeah. Let's
I like
do
that
it.
Idea. Let's write it.
Yeah. Let's do it. Well, it's past Christmas and so maybe not that one, but
no.
Whatever you would like to play. We would
love
to
I have a brand new single coming out in February.
Okay. So this might be out then. So you can go listen to this.
Pick
Gosh, great song.
Thank you.
And yeah, great singer. I love your voice so much. It's
Thank you. I love yours. Are you kidding? Oh. I've been a fan of yours forever. So
this voice, is it this one? Singing and singing in the mouth, that's so nice. Thank you. But singing at Steamboat is so strange. Like, it feels like you're singing while running on a treadmill. It's like,
yes.
And I remember the first time I ever came here, I was like, this is really tough.
Oh my gosh.
And it's 5 days.
Yeah.
Like altitude, dryness.
Every day I woke up just like super congested. I'm like, what is happening? It's so dry here.
It's totally weird. And the humidifier helps in your room if you haven't done that yet. There's always one in the rooms. Do that. But yeah, it's really tough. And I was like, the first thing that you said about the cruise ships, I was like, I want to circle back to that and be like, we play a cruise once a year. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder if people like fall in love and have little romances on there or like, can you drink there or do you have your own? But you shouldn't because you have to sing 5 nights a week. But what's it like? I want to know that.
What's the cruise ship life like?
I want
like?
Some cruise ship like inside gossip drama life.
Oh, just like so much drama. So much drama.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of different cultures and people and yeah.
Because you have a band, right?
Yeah.
And then you got a 6-piece band and then you've got the production team. And so the whole entertainment is there's a lot of drama, but man, you make friendships for a lifetime because if you do like a 6 to 9 month contract, I mean, you're with those people every single day and you just fall in. I mean, I made great friends with the chef cause that's important.
yes,
you get
ma'am.
Sushi at the middle of the night, you know, he'll come knock on your door and bring you sushi. But, it's honestly so much fun. Yeah. You go through romances, you go through, everything on cruise ship life. It's a blast.
Totally. And that's probably amazing training for like vocal stamina, like you said. And I think a lot of people, you know, when they lose their voice, we're talking about people losing their voice up here and partying all night. It's like, it's so hard. I had to come to terms with the fact that if I was losing my voice, it was because I was not taking care of myself. And that's a hard 100%. Reality to come to.
Yep.
And last night, you know, I woke up with a text message from Jason Eady that was like, come jam. And it was like 1:30 and I was already asleep. And I was
like, no.
I'm so sad. I can't. And then so usually by the last night, I'm ready to go party and everyone's tired or sick.
Yeah, because in the weeks, finally, like it's coming to a close and you're like, now I can party.
Yeah, I'm always like looking at strangers and being like, you look like you still have some battery life left in you. You want to come
and
party?
And that's the same like cruise ship life though. Like if you do like a 5-day cruise, you know, the first couple of days are really hard.
Yeah.
But the last couple of days you can just party with everyone. So it's kind of fun.
I love it.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct-to-garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo-related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo, and tell them Bree and Whiskey sent you.
I saw that you're going to be in Key West this year too, playing a bunch of Hawk's Breath dates. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Like, Hawk's Breath has been so good to us.
That's so fun.
So good to us.
Because you're
such
there
a fun
for
bar.
Like multiple days in a row. And I was like, what a great, that's so awesome.
It's a great gig.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jason over there at Hawk's Breath because he's amazing to us. He just, every time there's like a big festival, he's like, we got to get you guys on. And he's just very kind. And so Mile Zero Fest will be a blast. You should come and sit in with us and hang out with us and jam with us.
I can't sing any rock songs. Or like,
hey,
we're going to lower the key for me.
My guitar player is a straight up country guitarist.
Okay.
So, and we do country rock. So
okay.
You fit right
I think
in.
I think we could work something
out.
That would be awesome. That would be so much fun. I would love to do that.
I would love that. Oh my gosh.
And you have like a bunch of tour. I was looking, you're going all over and So is that the 2025 big tour plans for you?
This year is crazy. Yeah. So we go to Norway like 3 times a year, and we started doing that right after the pandemic. And it's an investment to go overseas, I feel like.
Yeah.
But it's totally worth it because now we're going to London twice this year. We're hoping to do some Sweden dates. I don't know. We'll see about that.
Oh my gosh.
But we got an inquiry about the Netherlands. So like we're excited to do some fun stuff this year, but we're all over. We're in Key West. We're in Seattle. We're in PA. We're all over the map this year. So.
I saw that. That's so much fun. Overseas shows are the best and they haven't quite bounced back yet from COVID. I feel like we're getting there, you know?
Yes.
But I think my boyfriend's band got an offer in Denmark and I was like,
see, that'll be so fun.
I think they need an opener and have suitcase, passport, we'll travel. but we went to the France Festival and that was one of my favorites. And I didn't realize people love country music so much over there.
I didn't either. The first time I went over to Norway, I was like, they're going to hate me. Like, this is going to be terrible. But they're so attentive and they just love, I think they just love live music because over here we have a lot of it. But over there, they don't have a lot of it. So they just love it.
They love it. They crave it and they follow it and they have, you know, same with Texas
music. True fans. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's so fun. And I remember my first show to get canceled because of COVID was I was going to go to Australia for the first time.
Oh, jealous. That's like,
I know. And it canceled. That didn't come back. So I'm still waiting. I'm putting that out in the universe. Australia, listen. COVID almost ruined it. Do you want to
play? Can I open for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or you can be my stunt double.
Okay.
And be like, we can make this happen. Okay. I love it. Do you want to play one more song?
Sure. I would love to. Yeah.
What kind of guitar is that? I didn't even look.
This is a Silvertone.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I saw it on your website.
I used to play a Takamine, and I have an electric Silvertone that I love.
Yes.
And I had posted a video on Instagram playing the Silvertone, and Silvertone reached out, and they were like, hey, we'd love to send you a couple guitars if you want to keep playing them. And I'm like, I'm in.
The dream. Okay. That is, like, the actual dream. When things like that happen, it's such a... As a musician, it never gets old. But I had my Martin, Willie Nelson signed my Martin.
Yeah.
I got to open for him and he signed my Martin guitar. And so
what an underrated guitar player too. Like, oh my gosh, he's amazing. I mean,
incredible. And my PR team does PR for Martin guitar. And so they told Martin and they said, hang that on the wall. We'll send you one like it or whatever.
That's so nice.
And so they sent me one and they told me how much it was. And so I was like, let me try it out. And they haven't asked me for money in like a year and a half. So I'm hoping that they just forgot about it and I just get to keep that. But
playing it.
I mean, guitars, what an investment. And it's, so that's so nice of them. Silvertone, good job.
Well, so like I said, I had played my Takamine for years and years. My mom gave me a Takamine when I was 16. And I've played that guitar for over 13 years.
Wow.
And so to play a new guitar, I was like, oh, it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel so weird. Yeah. But, and Silvertone guitars, their history is just incredible.
I don't really know.
Their guitars are really affordable. And so I got a little nervous when they sent me one because I was like, what's this going to sound like? But their pickups are great. And I've fallen in love with this guitar.
Yeah. It's awesome. And I like to work with people like the boot company that I work with. It's I can't really represent anything that I couldn't go by myself. So it's like, I'm not going to blast a $10,000 pair of boots when I could never go buy one.
We're struggling musicians. Come on. Like, we can't afford
these are $249 guys. Everybody has an affordable boot nowadays. So yeah, I love that. Yes. Yeah. And making musical instruments more accessible to everybody is a great thing. So
I totally agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Good job.
Well, I'm going to do this song about my granddaddy. He taught me how to play. He gave me my my first guitar. And my mom and my granddaddy got together and they put their money together and gave me that Takamine. My granddad used to sit on the front porch. He taught me how to play and we'd pick together. And he loved old country music. He taught me about good country music. Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn. Patsy Cline. He loved Patti Loveless. That was his favorite. He loved her.
Right.
So anytime we were at a show, he'd bring his own lawn chair. Didn't matter if we were at a bar, he'd sit right in the front row. Patti Loveless.
Aww.
And so he always used to tell him he had the best seat in the house. Unfortunately, my granddaddy passed away last year. And he was my best friend in the whole world. He was the only person I could talk to about politics and he wouldn't judge me, you know? So I went to the boys in the band and I said, you know what, I think my granddaddy deserves a song. And So this song, it goes out to him. Even though he's not here anymore, we still think he's got the best damn seat in the house.
We can't be drinking champagne and crying before 3 p.m. Guys, you can't do that to me.
Come That's on, awesome. What's our vibe?
Did that take you a while to be able to sing that?
Yes, live? It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the boys in the band knew my granddad too.
That's going to get me again.
So like we'd come home to my hometown and we'd play a show once a year and, you know, my granddad would just yell out and it's any song he wanted. And, the band got to know my granddad really well too. So they helped me write the song and I was like, oh, this is going to be really hard. So it took us a couple hours just sharing stories and just talking about him. He was just such a godly Christian man, and he just was so open-minded to just any conversation you would have. He was just a really good person, and he just left this world too soon.
That's very rare too. Yeah. So I'm so sorry about your loss. Of course, it's like very interesting too when people tell me that their family was not supportive of their music endeavors, because I had an incredibly supportive family.
Yeah.
That is kind of like, yeah, you do you, girl. Yeah. And we're very lucky to have that. So, and you're very lucky, but good for him, because look what he has imprinted upon you. And now we get to just share in your lovely talents.
Now we get to just share his stories, you know?
Share his stories where you get to share them over champagne. I hope he's okay with that. We're sorry about that. It's fine, right?
Oh, I'm sure he's fine with that. He loves whiskey too. So.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, see, I love this man. Okay. So we're almost already out of time. This is crazy. We're on this podcast network now and it's very funny because they give me like constructive criticism. And one of the ones that they gave me was I very rarely introduced the guest. And I was like, well, I didn't even tell you who we're talking to, but now at the beginning of my podcast, I do kind of like a recap. So I'll make sure that everyone knows exactly where they can go find your music. And it's Casey, the letters caseyjohns.rocks. Thank you so much to Dirt to Entertainment for helping make this a possibility. Yeah. And is this your first Steamboat?
Yes, this is my first year here.
What do you think about it?
I love it. I've had so much fun.
Okay.
Everyone has been so kind and so nice. Like, it's just been such a fun experience.
As they should be, or we will kick them out, I think. And that's kind of how I felt about going to Nashville. I'm like, people are going to be so mean to me. Everyone there is so kind.
So kind.
And everyone here is so kind. And I was worried about, I'm not from Texas, so I was worried about, you know, coming from. Right. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
We can always use more females. We need more females.
Well, I was worried about coming to Texas too. I was like, oh, they're not going to like me either.
That's not true.
But no, everyone's just so nice. Like, it's been great. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they should be. And we always need more amazing singers and songwriters. And you are so talented. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me and sharing your champagne time with me. This is the best. I didn't have to sing. I was like, I should have been a podcaster my whole life. I just get to sit and cry to beautiful music. And it's been a joy. So anything else you want to share? New single is going to already be out.
Yep.
So Spotify, Instagram, all the things that you have, all of it.
Yep.
If you have not used Rodeo Queen as you're getting ready, TikTok song.
It's been a crazy year with Rodeo Queen. Like, it just hit 400,000 streams on Spotify this week, and we were like, what is happening?
Well, it's because it's as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna. it makes you kind of want to kick some ass, you know?
Yeah, but then, it's like that female power song,
yes,
you know? Yeah.
If you need a good reel or TikTok sound, like, please use it because that helps so much. Yeah. And I'm so happy that song was big for you because you deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Well, thanks for joining me.
I've been a huge fan of you, like I said, for such a long time. So it's really an honor to come on here and chat with you. So.
Make my whole day. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, Casey Johns, everybody, thank you guys for being here. This is kind of a impromptu moment. So thanks, Brett. We appreciate it. Thanks, producer Kyle. And we'll see you down the road.
Yep.